I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers Kane's Black Mystery of 1919. 100 years ago, Kane residents were menaced by the strange and dastardly figure known as the Black Mystery. The Kane Republican first introduced readers to the creature in a front-page story on October 10, 1919. Under the headline, "Stalking the Kane Streets at the Witching Hour of 12 Midnight," the story begged many more questions than it provided answers. Who is she? What is she? The newspaper pondered. With theories ranging from a giant black bear raising up on its hind legs to a crazy man or woman masquerading as a menacing woman, reports only stirred the bubbling, boiling pot of hysteria that would ensue. For a story like this to get so much ink in the trusted local newspaper, it must almost certainly be authentic, readers thought. The following day, the intimidating dark figure appeared to a group of girls on the Poplar Street Bridge before quickly darting away. And it so frightened a man in Evergreen Park that he ran off screaming like a lunatic. According to reports, the monster appeared as a hideous-looking woman in a dark, drooping hat, having the countenance of a huge witch with glaring eyeballs. In the October 11, 1919 edition, the Republican reported that its offices were being flooded with calls and reports of the Black Mystery being wholly accurate. Concerned citizens were forming search parties and going out in the dark of night to hunt down the evil menace. While various reports of monster sightings continued over the next few weeks, a banner headline in the October 25th edition of the Kane Republican blared, "Black Mystery Back," with a subhead stating, "Man is attacked and badly beaten by strong woman. Person drops from tree on Elk Avenue and throws Daniel Manross to ground, kicking him. Injured man seriously hurt in stomach," the story implored, surely stoking the fears of West Siders and other local residents alike. By now, the story was burning brighter and grew in size sufficient to be reported by the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and other big city papers. One must wonder if the fuss became all too much to contain for the Republican, as coverage of the Black Mystery began to dwindle after reaching this horrifying crescendo. Printing scary stories to make money and draw attention was hardly a new tactic. Washington Irving's Legend of Sleepy Hollow dates to the American Revolution, and Edgar Allan Poe's frightening prose from the early 1800s remains legendary today. Fast forward to the modern era when the chief creepy clown guy, Stephen King, has unapologetically amassed a fortune of nearly $500 million by regularly scaring the wits out of teens and preteens with his unique brand of shocking horror stories. Face it, scary stories sell books. In some ways, the Black Mystery newspaper stories of 1919 read like another twisted Stephen King novel. At various times, the plot was solved or was close to being solved when a prime suspect was finally out in custody. After a brief interlude of calm, readers had just enough time to relax before being slammed by the next frightening and unexpected headline. This leaves us with the burning question. Was the Black Menace just a device to sell newspapers? My magic eight ball says, ask again later. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Happy Halloween. Please send your story ideas and suggestions to CitizenKanePA@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.